Biltmore Oswald, The Diary of a Hapless Recruit by Thorin Smith. August 1st. Mr. Fogarty has returned aboard. My worst fears are realized. For a long time he has been irritable and uncommunicative with me and has indulged in sly, furtive little tricks unbecoming to a dog of the service. I have suspected that he was concealing a love affair from me. This, it appears, he has been doing, and his guilt is heavy upon him. I realize now for the first time, and not without a sharp maternal pang, that he has reached an age at which he must make decisions for himself. I can no longer follow him out into the world upon his nocturnal exploits. His entire confidence is not mine. I must be content to share a part of his heart instead of the whole of it. Like father, like son, I suppose. However, I see no reason for him to put on such airs. On his return from City Island this time, he had somehow contrived to get himself completely shaved up to the shoulders. The result is startling. Fogarty looks extremely aristocratic, but a trifle foppish. However, he seems to consider himself the only real four-footed dog in camp. This is a trifle boring from a dog who has never hesitated to steal from the gallery anything that wasn't a permanent fixture. I can't help but feel sorry for him, though, when I see that faraway look in his eyes. Sad days, I fear, are in store for him. Ah, well, we're only young once.